back when. KORD. 313, day before the 4th of July. I can't think of a better way to kick off the 4th of July holiday than talking about some local music. In studio with Big Bear here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Cale Moon. Hey, Cale, how are you this afternoon?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm sitting here, star in the making, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, Cale Moon. I think it's got a rhyme to it. I think it does. How are you doing, my man?
Incredible.
Good. Yeah, you got a lot of great stuff going on. We've got a real treat here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Cale, you took a little trip down to Nashville here. Actually, it was last summer, right?
Yeah, last October.
You went down there, and you got hooked up with a good friend of mine down there.
Yep, Fred Vail.
Fred Vail, and they hooked you up with some players, some songwriters, and worked a little magic on some of your songs, plus gave you a couple of other songs, and we're starting to see these tracks come back now. So now you've gotten the Nashville treatment. How's it all feel so far?
I have a hard time believing it's all happening to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So we got a couple of tracks we're gonna play for you here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, that have been given the Nashville treatment. One of them is your song.
Yes, sir.
And the other one is a song that was given to you.
Yeah, but I sing it as if I wrote it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we're going to get those for you this afternoon. So I'm thinking, you know, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, Cale Moon. I'm liking this. So stick around, you guys.
If I could and starve your fears.
It's the latest from Blake Shelton. It is over 102.7 KORD. And, you know, Blake Shelton being a judge on The Voice, good news for Blake this year. He does not have to put up with CeeLo Green's cat this year, which is kind of nice, you know. They got rid of Precious, and now he's got a bird, apparently. Yeah, I know, that's what I said too.
I prefer the cat.
I've got Cale Moon in studio. Cale, you're born and raised Benton City, and you know, you've been kind of hanging around the radio station for a while. We've had the privilege of watching you kind of grow up, and I know that Ed Daly's had you out on a lot of different shows and concerts, and I see you performing all over the Tri-Cities and all over the, you know, Southeast Oregon, or actually Northeast Oregon, Southeast Washington, all over the place, and you're working hard. You're working hard. So this is a pretty big deal for you. Now, last October, you went down to Nashville. Just real briefly, kind of tell us what that experience was like. I hooked you up with a friend, and so I gave you Fred's number. I said, I'd give Fred a call. So what was that meeting like for you?
That was incredible. I mean, Fred said, you know, well, I have about half an hour to spare, so mm-hmm. come on in here, let's sit down and talk. 4 hours later, we left.
And at the end of, in your time down there in Nashville, Fred was able to get you in the studio and do a little bit of recording, and did he hook you up with some friends? Some players?
Some incredible players. B. James Lowry, Tim Lauer, who are two of the players off Taylor Swift's album, along with Chad Cromwell, the drummer.
Wow.
And Chris Luzinger was our lead guitar player and team leader. He charted everything out. Incredible guy. And he played everything Garth Brooks ever, lead guitar-wise. And so just to hang out with those guys was incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were able to take... Now, you guys, how many songs did you record down there in Nashville?
10.
10 songs. So we've gotten some of them back from Treasure Island Recorders, mm-hmm. and there was one song that we've had you perform it live in studio. We've gotten some rough mixes of it. It's a song. It's one of your songs you wrote. What's the name of it?
It's called Cheyenne.
Okay, and you penned this yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we kind of went through these tracks. And Cheyenne, you feel as though is a record that if a radio guy came to you and said, we're going to put this on the radio, this would be your first single.
First one, yeah.
First one, okay? All right, so here we go. I'm going to give you guys this track right here. This is Cale Moon's Cheyenne. We're going to debut it. This is the Nashville mix. This is the real deal. You excited?
Very.
If you haven't heard this on radio yet, have you?
No, sir.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to hit the start button for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the world debut of Cale Moon's Cheyenne on 102.7 KORD.
Seems like forever I've been on on the road. Days are lonely, nights are cold. Thought I needed freedom, oh, but now I know everything I needed was waiting back at home. Sweet Cheyenne, where I grew up, where I learned to ride, where I fell in love. And without her, I'm only half a man. She's everything, my Cheyenne. I pray Cheyenne is still in Wyoming. I pray she'll give me a second chance. The big spotlight no longer glowing. I pray she'll forgive me and let me be her man. Now I'm going home to my Cheyenne.
.7 KORD. There is the world premiere of Kale Moon's Cheyenne. 102.7 KORD. Kale, you mark this date in history right here. July the 3rd, 2012, 3:25 in the afternoon, Pacific time. You just got your record debuted on the radio. And speaking of radio,